from the studios of All Classical Portland in Oregon. This is The Score, now celebrating 15 years of music in the movies. I'm Edmund Stone. Ah, the holiday season. Pretty lights, decorated trees, a whiff of cookies baking, all make the mood merry and bright. But this time of year is about so much more than tinsel and treats. It's about the warmth of love, something that may be on a wish list, but it isn't exactly found with online shopping or a trip to the mall. Today on The Score, it's a rom-com romp with holiday romances. You'll hear music from You've Got Mail, Carol, Edward Scissorhands, and more. The 2003 British film Love Actually is an unapologetic homage to love, all the joys, pains, and nuances that can mean. Set 5 weeks before Christmas, 9 different stories intertwine: a wedding, a funeral, a school holiday show, an office party, and more seamlessly blend together. It's witty, sad, and sweet, and just may restore your belief in true love. Craig Armstrong wrote the original music for The Score. Most of the soundtrack are pop tunes, including some performed by actors Olivia Olson and Bill Nye.
I don't wanna laugh for Christmas, there's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Toes.
some of the music from the 2003 romantic comedy set at Christmas, Love Actually, Glasgow Love Theme by Craig Armstrong, and a bit of Bill Nye's cover of Christmas Is All Around, and Olivia Olsen performing All I Want for Christmas Is You. Never before, or since, I believe, have papier-mâché lobsters, aging rock stars, prime ministers, and a heart-shaped necklace combined in such a heartwarming and sometimes heartbreaking film. Typical movies about holiday romances tend to lean toward the sugar-coated, happy-ever-after fantasies. But one film that blends romance with the holidays is anything but typical. Edward Scissorhands, from 1990, composed by Danny Elfman. A contemporary fairy tale, it begins with an elderly woman telling her granddaughter the story of where snow comes from. An eccentric inventor has almost completed his creation of a perfect person, but dies before he gives him hands. Instead, the young man has scissors for appendages. Edward lives alone in a decaying house on a hilltop, until the local Avon lady comes to call. She takes pity on him and brings him home to stay with her family. There he meets and falls in love with her daughter. In one scene, he uses his scissor hands to create an ice angel for the girl he loves.
Thank you.
some of Danny Elfman's music to Edward Scissorhands, a bittersweet story that contrasts the longing for love and family against the glitter of the holidays. There are some holiday stories that stand the test of time. Miracle on 34th Street was originally made in 1947 and updated in 1994. Following the original plot, it's the tale of a little girl that wants to believe in Santa Claus while her mother has given up believing in just about everything, including love. But when Kris Kringle steps into the big holiday parade and into their lives, everything changes. The jolly old elf brings together the workaholic mom and the idealistic attorney in the apartment next door, and romance ensues, but not without some bumps along the way. Bruce Broughton wrote the score.
Thank you.
Two of Bruce Broughton's romantic cues, The Engagement Ring and Meet Me at St. Francis, from the 1994 version of Miracle on 34th Street, it seems love can conquer all, especially if given a little nudge by Santa Claus. I'm Edmund Stone, and today on The Score, I'm decorating the season with holiday romances. In 2019, the Christmas pop song Last Christmas by George Michael inspired a romantic comedy of the same name. In the film Last Christmas, inspired by that song, a young woman works in a year-round Christmas store, dressed as an elf. She has trouble making good decisions and finding a date. She's also had a mysterious ailment that required a heart transplant. Things seem to be set against her until she meets a handsome young man who helps turn her life around. Theodore Shapiro wrote the original music to Last Christmas. Some of the original music by Theodore Shapiro to 2019's Last Christmas. The storyline of the movie follows the lyrics of the pop song of the same name to a sugary, sweet conclusion. The holiday romance in the film Carol from 2015 weaves a tale that is alternately sad and sweet, but always impeccably acted. Set in the 1950s, Thérèse, played by Rooney Mara, is an aspiring young photographer who works in the toy section of a department store at Christmas. There she meets Carol, played by Cate Blanchett, an elegant woman estranged from her loveless marriage. Thérèse and Carol find themselves in an unexpected love affair. Carter Burwell wrote the score. Carter Burwell conducting some of his original music to Carol, a poignant holiday romance that garnered 6 Oscars, including Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Cinematography, Best Costume Design, and Best Original Score. Unexpected romance is at the heart of many holiday shows. In the 2006 romantic comedy appropriately named The Holiday, Two women on different continents have each just had an unexpected and jarring change in their love lives. Alone and depressed at Christmas, each woman feels the need for a change of scenery. They connect through a home exchange rental program and trade houses for the holidays. A cozy remote cottage in Surrey, England, for a massive modern mansion in Los Angeles. Hans Zimmer wrote the score. Some of Hans Zimmer's 2006 music to The Holiday, a light-hearted story about losing, then finding love, and finding out something about yourself along the way. I'm Edmund Stone, creator, host, and producer of The Score. Still to come on today's programme, more holiday romances with new films, Dear Christmas and Christmas Collision, favorite rom-com, You've Got Mail, Judy Garland in the classic Meet Me in St. Louis, and more. We'd love to hear from you. My email address is edmund, that's E-D-M-U-N-D, at thescore www.lovesongs.org.
Sunday's edition of The Score on All Classical Portland is supported in part by Herity Tree Specialists, offering a full range of tree services, fine pruning, diagnosis, planting, and transplanting. They've been serving the Portland area since 1992. Information at heritytrees.com.
Christmas rom-coms are popular holiday viewing for a good reason. They're light-hearted and generally have a feel-good ending, which can be a welcome reprieve from the frequently frenetic pace of the season. Recent shows have taken this comfortable formula and updated it some, giving the holiday romance a more contemporary feel. In the 2021 movie Christmas Collision, Theodora, a time-obsessed professional, is sent by her company to foreclose on an estate just before Christmas. There she meets Charlie, the handsome son of the owner of the property, and naturally they fall in love. The soundtrack for this movie has not yet been released, and the score is indebted to the composer Matthew David Wheeler for providing us with this music, heard here for the first time on radio. That was Christmas Miracle, making its radio debut, composed by Matthew David Wheeler for the 2021 holiday romantic comedy Christmas Collision. We thank the composer for making this available to the score. Dear Christmas is another contemporary holiday romance from 2020. Natalie has a very popular podcast all about love, but she has had trouble finding true love in her own life. When she goes home for Christmas, she meets a charming man who happens to have the equally charming name of Chris Massey, and the sparks fly. The soundtrack is not commercially available. We are indebted to composer Felix Bird for providing the score with this music from the film. Some of Felix Bird's music to the 2020 holiday romance Dear Christmas. We thank the composer for providing us with music from this film, making its radio debut on The Score. Although You've Got Mail from 1998 isn't a traditional Christmas movie, this remake of the classic holiday romance film The Shop Around the Corner is as warm and comforting as a cup of cocoa. 90s rom-com superstars Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan are rival bookstore owners. He's determined to put her small shop out of business. It's hate at first sight. But through an anonymous email chat room, they become friends. They just don't know it. George Fenton wrote the score. Thank you. of George Fenton's music from You've Got Mail from 1998. Today on The Score, we're decking the halls with a sprig of mistletoe in holiday romances. The ugly Christmas sweater became the pivot point for another romantic comedy relationship in Bridget Jones' Diary from 2001. Chronicling everything in her diary for a year, Bridget is determined to change her life for the better, including avoiding anything to do with her Lothario boss. She fails rather spectacularly at almost everything. Then she meets a nearly perfect man at a Christmas party. Except for that ugly sweater, and a love triangle of comedic proportions ensues. Patrick Doyle wrote the score to Bridget Jones' Diary. It's Only a Diary by Patrick Doyle, from the romantic comedy Bridget Jones' Diary, a film that forever enshrined ugly Christmas sweaters in the holiday season. A year in the life of the Smith family at the turn of the 20th century is the setting for the classic musical Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland as Esther Smith. Told in vignettes throughout the seasons, Esther is in love with a boy next door, and he proposes to her at the Christmas ball. But their future is uncertain, as her family will be moving to New York after the holidays. When Esther returns home, she tries to comfort her little sister with this song, which has since become one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself
Garland singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from 1944's Meet Me in St. Louis. The classic musical won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Musical Score. The song was an instant hit and has remained one of the most popular pieces of Christmas music ever since. For some, it simply would not be the holidays without seeing the iconic movie White Christmas. The lavish musical has not one, but 2 holiday romances at the heart of things, wrapped up with stories of friendship, family, and loyalty, and, of course, lots of music. 2 old army buddies, played by Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, become a successful Broadway act. They meet the Haynes sisters, played by Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen, and wind up traveling together to Vermont, where the sisters are booked as the entertainment at a ski lodge. Romance begins to bloom, with some ups and downs. When they discover the inn is owned by their former wartime commander and is on the verge of bankruptcy, everyone gets together to put on a show and save the inn. As the show ends and the snow finally falls, the 2 couples perform happily together in a grand finale, featuring White Christmas, composed by Irving Berlin and sung here by Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Crosby performing the classic White Christmas from the 1954 musical White Christmas. This song is so closely associated with the holiday, it is hard to remember that it started out life in a movie, but not White Christmas. It first debuted in another Crosby musical, Holiday Inn, from 1942. Christmas romances are a staple of holiday films. They can be light-hearted or poignant, and most of the time they have happily ever after conclusions. Their music helps set the mood for the holidays, keeping things, shall we say, merry and bright.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
The Score is a production of All Classical Portland. We are community funded and receive support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Production assistance is provided by Warren Black. Operational support is provided by Jordan Lewis. Our executive producer is Suzanne Nance. For more information about our show, visit us at thescore.org. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. I'm your producer and host, Edmund Stone. Let's do this again soon.
The Score on All Classical Portland this Sunday afternoon is supported in part by PNW Plastic Surgery, specializing in facial and body rejuvenation and restoration. Led by board-certified plastic and craniofacial surgeon Dr. Leo Urbanelli, they offer advanced non-surgical and minimally invasive surgical techniques for a range of cosmetic enhancements. Information at plasticsurgerypnw.com. This is All Classical Portland, KQAC Portland 89.9, KQOC Glen Eden Beach 88.1, KQMI Manzanita 88.9, KQHR The Dalles and Hood River 88.1 and 96.3, KSLC McMinnville 90.3, K239BP Corvallis 95.7, streaming at allclassical.org. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday afternoon with classical music as your companion. I'm John Pittman, and I'll be enjoying this music along with you, which in this hour includes a performance by violinist Vadim Repin and the Vienna Philharmonic of the Beethoven Violin Concerto. Some music for the season coming up a little bit later on. And starting off, the overture to The Barber of Seville by Rossini.